Tonight, 9:35, the final of Operation Transformation. And I invited them all to a little Zoom call in my house this morning. It was on Zoom. So we're going to play that out now.
Operation Transformation on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Healthy Ireland. Helping you keep well.
Yeah, tonight, the final Operation Transformation of 2021. And tonight you'll see our five leaders do the 5K and our five leaders walk the red carpet and strut their stuffs, if that's how you say it. We have four of the leaders on the line now. We say hello to Paul Devaney from Tuam, who's in Wicklow. How are you doing, Paul?
Hi, Ray. How are things?
Good to see you. The waistcoat looks lovely tonight. You see, I saw it. You see, I got a sneak preview. Hello, Sharon Gaffney. How are you doing, Sharon?
Oh, good. How are you, Ray?
Good. Sharon's in Drimna and sequined. That's it, a sequined dress you have on tonight.
There's plenty of that. Yeah.
Plenty of that tonight. And we have Andrew Burke, Hannan in Clondalkin. How are you doing, Andrew?
Right.
Yeah, sequined for you as well. Yeah. And final, Susanna Cumalafi, and Susanna is in Cavan. How are you doing, Susanna?
I'm doing fabulously well.
And you are wearing traditional African attire tonight. People will see that and you look amazing. Well, you all have done brilliantly before we start. Congratulations on getting to from where you started to where you are now. Paul, we'll start with you. We're just going to ask you four questions. The first one is, what was your Operation Transformation high?
I suppose my Operation Transformation high would really be having accomplished a great sleep pattern. You know, that was the big thing for me, I suppose. That was one of the goals at the start of it, too. Improve my sleeping, and I've achieved that. So I think that's a huge plus for me. That has to be probably the highlight of the whole Operation Transformation for me.
Yeah, and you will provide hope, Paul, for many people around the country watching the programme who are using CPAP machines like you are, who are suffering from sleep apnea. And you showed within a very short space of time how you can improve the situation.
Yep. You can dramatically improve it really in 8 weeks by just losing the weight. And I suppose what Sumi said every week was the collar size, and that was the weight coming down from around my neck. That's really what improved it, and the general fitness, you know. So the 30 minutes or 40 minutes of hard workout every night or every second night, you know, every night walk and every second night made such a difference. You know, it's huge.
Yeah, well done on that, Paul.
You know,
so Sharon, what was your high from the last 8 weeks?
I suppose my high was just is really how I feel at this stage now, and that I didn't do it all on my own. I got there with the kids, and they have just been for me spectacular. And to see the happiness in me and the happiness in them and doing it has just been amazing. And I think I'll always cherish that, because we changed as a family in the house, and there's so much laughter over exercise that you would never even imagine. And that's the difference. It's something that we kind of all went, oh God, you know, beforehand. It's just now fun and laughter, and we're all enjoying it. So that has just been a real high for me, you know.
And it's been a pleasure to watch you, because you described yourself at the start as sad mam, and you visibly blossomed and flourished over the last 8 weeks. And it was great to see yourself and Max and Leo and Paige and your mum and dad, Frank and Colette, they were involved as well. Yeah. Frank's a big motivator, isn't he?
You know, that's him all over. Dad would still try to motivate you even if you were sitting there eating a pack of crisps, you know? Like, well, finish them and get up and get out then, you know? You know, that's who he is. And he just loved this as well. And, you know, I think that's, the changes have been immense for us as a family, not just me on my own. And I don't think anyone could have told me that this is the way it'd go. I knew I was doing it for me and what I had to change, but I didn't realise how much the kids would change with me and how much different we would all feel by the end of it, you know?
Okay. Andrew, you're the baby of the bunch, and you're also, we're the lightest. I suppose you'd less to lose, but a lot to gain. Does that make sense?
It does indeed, yeah.
So what was your high? Yeah.
I think, you know, it's hard to pick one high, because this experience has been absolutely amazing. But for me, I suppose if I think about it really hard, it's this new self-confidence and this self-belief in myself. I never thought within this 8 weeks that I would get to a point where I'm so much more confident than I've ever been, and proud of what I'm doing and sharing my story. and believing in myself has been really important, and that's something that I've lacked in for quite a while. So the fact that I can say today that I'm extremely confident and happy and believe in what I'm doing is just an amazing feeling.
Yeah. You've shrunk, but you've grown in stature.
Exactly. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Because your shoulders are back, your chest is out, and you were a bit timid at the start.
I think, you know, I think as we've seen over the episodes every Wednesday, there was that little bit more was happening, and then we might have got to week 4 or 5, and, you know, I came out proudest punch of how the week had gone, and, you know, happy with what I was achieving. And I think that says a lot for, you know, what the show can do to someone's confidence. Yeah. And, you know, they said it was all about belief and believing in myself, because I kept thanking everybody around me for getting me to where I am, but actually I was the one that was physically doing it. So I had to see that belief in myself. Yeah. So it is a great feeling.
And tonight we'll see how you managed to run the fastest Operation Transformation 5K ever. Dun, dun, dun. Well done on
that.
I
know, it's crazy.
Susanna Comalafi up in Cavan, how are you?
I'm good. The most important thing that I've enjoyed all through this process is the fact that, you know, one, I discovered that my blood pressure was high, that I wasn't, you know, I didn't even imagine that I would ever have any problem like that. And I was just going around carrying that kind of high blood pressure. And having to discover that, you know, that was a high moment for me. Mm. And the fact that I discovered that I'm now addressing it, and it's gone down, and hopefully that it's going to go down totally.
Great.
You know,
yes.
A lot of people could have just had a stroke if they had so much, because it was extremely high at the point whereby I went in, and I wouldn't have checked it if I had not gone for that
Operation Transformation. Period. Yes.
I knew that I was feeling so that I couldn't breathe very well when I'm climbing my stairs.
Yeah.
That is what's getting worse and worse. But I was just being, you know, I wasn't putting attention to that. This is something I need to pay attention to.
Okay.
I wasn't. I was just saying, oh, I think I'm going to lose my weight. I was just saying that. I wasn't really acting on it. So for me to be able to discover that and act on it, and now I'm becoming the queen of fitness, I should say. You know, going out, doing fitness, you know, being interested in walking.
Susanna, well done, because you completed a 5K for a woman who hadn't walked more than 100 metres for a long time. That was some achievement. Well done. Okay, Andrew, we go back to you there for your Operation Transformation low. When were you at your lowest point throughout the 8 weeks?
For me, it was around the time when I kind of spoke to Eddie. We hadn't had a conversation around sharing my story. And I think I got to a point where I questioned why I was even doing this show. Why was I being so vulnerable, putting myself out there? And, you know, what might come back towards me? So is it going to have some retaliation? Because I was being quite open and sharing the story in the best possible way that I could, but I was afraid of what reaction that might give.
Yeah.
And that put me into a really low place, in a sense that I was really doubting, why am I doing this? And only for the love of running did I get out of it, because I was really low. You know, I remember talking to my shooting producer, and I was like, I really just don't want to speak on camera. I was at an all-time low within the 8 weeks. And thankfully, my love of running got me out, and I went for a run, and I felt so much better for it. But it was,
you
it
see,
was a scary
I suppose
time because I was...
Because you were bullied before, and here you were sort of putting your head above the parapet, so to speak. And there must have been a real fear there, as you say, that people would start, you know, lobbing insults at you.
Exactly. Like, was I putting myself out there to, you know, allow it to happen again by sharing the story and showing how vulnerable I was? And, you know, and that vulnerability was there, and I felt quite weak for a moment until I realised the impact of me sharing my story had on others.
Yeah.
And the messages that I was getting through from people say that, you know, I'm brave for even sharing my story, that they feel they can now talk about it. And it took a while for me to actually realise that that was a positive thing and not actually a negative.
Great. Paul Devaney, you're low. Was it the beans or what was it?
I know. We get over the beans now. We got over that one now. We'll park that one for now. I suppose I had three real low points in mine. The first one was where I was the close contact.
Yes.
The second one was my foot injury.
Mm.
And the last one was where I was the casual contact and I couldn't do the final assessment. You know, they were three equally as big low points, you know, were crushing, really. The foot injury was cruel, really, because I really expected I'd be jogging 5K and I was psyched up for that, you know. But it doesn't matter. I got over, look it, I wouldn't call it, they were low, but we got over them. You know, I had a huge walk there. The 5K was a huge walk. We had Eddie jogging behind me, beside me most of the way, you know. So I was walking a bit too fast for his walk, you know.
But you'll bounce back, Paul. You'll be running. Ah, like, you'll be jogging by, you know, by the summer.
June, I'd say. I hope.
Yeah, yeah, by the summer. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well done on that. So, Sharon, you're the final one for your Operation Transformation Low.
I suppose my Operation Transformation Low would have been just the very beginning, because although you feel sad when you see it being said back to you on TV and you're sitting there watching it, you're kind of going, oh my God, how sad am I? Like, really? And how do I get myself out of this? You know? So it was difficult to watch, and it popped up a couple of times during the series, and I kept saying, Jesus, you know, I was really, really down. I was really feeling it. And yeah, you say it, but it just being said back to you is really difficult. But then I realized as I was going through it, I don't feel that way anymore. You know, and as every week was passing and the encouragement from the other guys and the experts and all the team, I was just like, I'm feeling better. Well, each week I just knew, and I could feel it, that I was just getting stronger, feeling better, having more fun. But it's even looking back now, and you'll see tonight the look back, and there's that moment there. I was like, oh my God, there I am again. Was I really that sad?
Yeah.
You know, and those things, I don't think you realise. You know you're sad, but you don't realise how sad you are.
Well, you see, you went through a divorce. You've three children. You've a stressful job. And I suppose you were too busy to realise you were sad.
Yeah, you just continue on, you know?
Yeah.
You're not yourself, but, you know, life doesn't stop for you to not be yourself, really. You just have to keep going, and you keep walking, you go home, you do the same things. And you just, you know, you don't give yourself that break, I think, sometimes. No. And that's what this gave me. It was my chance to kind of just turn around and admit, and okay, I admit to an awful lot of people how sad I was. But the change, like, you know, it didn't last for long once I said it out, and once I saw it, and once I started this journey, it didn't last for long. And that's what's amazed me, I suppose. It's still not nice to see that I was in such a low place, but I know I'm not there anymore, and that's what matters, really, you know.
It's nice to see it from a different perspective. And that you say about being yourself, and there was a moment there where you said to the experts that you looked in the mirror and you saw the old or new Sharon looking back at you. And then your parents spotted you as they knew you as a younger woman. And it all sort of, you know, got positive and more positive. And then there was Paige and the twins, and everything was very positive. So well done on that. Now, Susanna, we better get your low from you. So
I think for me, I wouldn't say this. I would say there's no low point or true. But there's a point whereby I felt a bit confused. And that was just when I was gaining when I weigh and then I gain a bit of weight.
Yes.
I was just a bit totally confused with that at that moment. Especially that even if I'm not losing, why am I gaining? Like, you know, so that was just it. But apart from that, there wasn't any time. I enjoyed the experience.
Okay. Well, that's a perfect opportunity for me to ask you then, what did you get from the whole experience?
Wow. first, the fact that now I can, you know, just wake up myself and put on my shoes and dress up and go out to work. That is fantastic.
Okay.
You know, the people that I've met all along the journey, they are fabulous. I tell you, my teammates that we were doing this together, all the leaders, the team itself, the fact that I was able to connect more with my friends, you know, the idea of working and connecting with people, that brings a lot of more, you know, joy into your life. Okay. You know, you have an opportunity to do that. So, yeah, and the fact that my son, you know, had an opportunity to see me experience this, my kids were watching it, that is that is just, I'm just thankful to God for that. So,
okay.
And in everything that I was able to complete it, you know,
well done.
Go through all the process, do the 5K.
Yay, Susanna did 5K. And we see your mum and your sister from Nigeria on tonight's program as well. That's
I've not
lovely
seen
to
my
see.
Mother for, I've not really, you know, seen my mother for 7 years.
Right.
She's going to be 81 in April. The opportunity to even give her that opportunity to, for her to even come on the and see our daughter on the national TV.
It's big news back in Lagos.
So it is really fabulous to see that happening.
And Paul, how would you describe how far you've come? What have you got from the whole experience?
I suppose I've got a lot. I've changed my mentality towards fitness, you know.
Yeah.
That's the big thing I've got out of it, you know. I'd have often lost a little bit of weight doing the food end of it with Operation Transformation, but I never really went at the fitness thing. So now I've got into it and I really like power walking, and I think that's a measure of how far I've come. I haven't been as fit as I am now in years, you know. So
isn't that great?
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. So I'm really looking forward to getting at the walking.
Yeah,
or getting at the jogging.
And that with the sleeping, you'd be a different man. You look so different. I know I said that to you last week, but you do. It's been a huge transformation in you. Your face, you just look, everything about you looks good. You're radiant.
Yeah, no, I feel great, and it's, you know, it's brilliant to have achieved that. You know, I suppose, look, it's something I'd say, and I couldn't recommend it highly enough when the applications, please God, open for next year.
Yes.
I'd nearly be tempted to apply again, you know.
I don't think that's allowed.
I think everybody should take the opportunity if it appears again. Yeah. Please God, it will. I think everybody should take the opportunity to apply for it, because it really is a life-changing experience. You know, people say, oh, sure, you can do that yourself. You can't really. It's very hard to get the motivation to be able to do what we did in 8 weeks.
Yeah.
You can't really get that motivation on your own. No matter how strong you are, you do need the eyes of the nation on you, and you need the help from the experts to get there, you know?
Yeah, and we should say thanks to the four experts here, shouldn't we? To Carl,
really,
and to Sumi, to Aoife, and to Eddie. Thank you very much. And you can say thanks all together there. On the count of three, 1, 2, 3.
Cheers, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, so Sharon...
And we can give a shout out to Hazel. I know she's not here with us, but we're just saying, Hazel, well done. She's at work now. So.
Oh, yes, of course. I was going to do that at the end. But Susanna, well done. You've obviously done a bit of broadcasting before yourself. So Sharon, what have you found out about yourself? How would you describe the whole experience of Operation Transformation?
I suppose what I've learned about myself is I do love myself more than I thought I did, you know? Yeah, it's just been phenomenal. It really has. I had lost motivation. I didn't know where to go next. You know, I didn't know what else to do. How do I pull this back now? And, you know, just having people there just say to you, no, just tweak this, Sharon, or do this, or, you know, follow this, and just checking in on you. And the guys as well, the leaders, you know, with our little WhatsApp group, there may be just funny WhatsApps or just a quick one, or, you know, just to say how you doing and all, but all those different things start you off and they just keep you going. And I think then if you have that motivation, and this is what I realized, is I had the motivation and I kept going, and then you see the kids going with me, and then the family, and then other people, and, you know, what you give out you get back tenfold. And that's what I did, you know, to them. I gave them fun and happy Sharon and happy mom, and they gave it back to me tenfold, and it has just been amazing, you know. And finally, after all this time, I actually do stand in the mirror before I go to work or go out and say, there you are, you know, and instead of walking past real quick, just making sure that I don't have,
well,
you know.
I tell you what, Sharon Gaffney, if there was an award for best dancer, I think it'd be a close call between yourself and Hazel, but I think you might pip her at the post. Wait till people see you tonight. Now, Andrew Burke-Hannon, you didn't get a chance to do any baton twirling on the final episode, but I think we've got from you already how much this has affected you, and how much a positive experience it's been.
Yeah, I think, you know, I didn't expect, I initially came onto the show, you know, and people questioned why I was there. But I suppose being the lightest male leader they've ever had, I think I had a point to prove, not just to the nation, but to myself. I was in the obese category as this started. I'm now in the overweight category, but I'm very close to a normal BMI. And I think I've proven to a lot of people that you can make a change and make a positive change. And for me, it's not just been me, it's been Jay by my side as well. We've made a massive lifestyle change that is going to be with us forever. And I think I've learned so much in terms of food, fitness, my overall health, and then my mental health as well.
Yeah.
And I think I've done like a full 360 almost. So this has been a massive life-changing experience for me, and I'll hold it in my heart forever. And I've shared it with four other fabulous people who are friends for life, and, you know, the experts and Katrin and all the crew behind, you know, making Operation Transformation. It's been absolutely phenomenal, and, you know, we owe them so much. But, you know, at the end of the day, we put the hard work in and we got what we wanted out of it, and I'm just so happy for that.
And a lot of emotion tonight, a few tears from your husband, Jay. And I was just thinking to myself, and I know there's been huge restrictions around how Operation Transformation was made this year, but I think that tonight benefits from having no audience in an odd way, because it's a lot more intimate. It's you and your families. And because of that, I think we as viewers get a lot more emotion. So anyway, people will tune in tonight after the news for the final of Operation Transformation 2021. Now, just before I let you all go, I just want to hear your favourite track to work out to, because you've been in a lot of exercising over the last 8 weeks. So what's your favourite music to work out to? I'll start with you, Susanna. Favourite music to work out to?
It was Jerusalem.
Jerusalem. Oh, what a brilliant. Yeah, that's brilliant. There you go. We're going to play a bit of that.
Jerusalem, ikayalami, ilondoloze, uhambe nami, zungangishilana. Jerusalem, ikayalami, ilondoloze.
That's great, I love that. Andrew Burkhannon, what about you?
Oh, Katrin has the same love for me. Beyonce all the way in the background when you're working out. It's definitely upbeat music and it keeps you going.
Right. Any particular Beyonce song?
Oh, we'll go for her original one on her own, Bootylicious.
Choice, Andrew. Paul Devaney, what do you work out to?
I suppose it'd have to be anything country, but it was Michael English and Dance All Night or something.
Michael English, that's the one you danced to tonight, isn't it? Well, let's hear a bit
that's
of Michael English and Dance All Night. There you go.
Keep it country.
Thanks, Paul, for that. And finally, Sharon Gaffney, you, Paige and the boys, what do you work out to?
Oh, we love Jason Derulo.
Any particular one?
Take You Dancing.
Right, Take You Dancing.
Let me take you dancing. Two steps to the bedroom. We don't need no dance floor. Let me see your best move. Anything could happen. Dancing.
Right, there it is. Take You Dancing. The choice of Sharon Gaffney. Listen, Paul, Sharon, Andrew, Susanna, well done again. Enjoy tonight, because you can relax a little bit and enjoy seeing yourselves walking down the red carpet and completing your 5Ks. And it's been a pleasure talking to you over the last 8 weeks. Mind yourselves. Talk to you soon. See you. Bye.
Thanks,
bye.
Thanks,
bye. Thanks,
bye.
Thanks,
bye. 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 Bye.
Operation Transformation on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Healthy Ireland. Helping you keep well.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.